The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Iranian negotiators are expected to travel to Islamabad, where they're due to meet a delegation led by the US Vice President J.D. Vance tomorrow for peace talks. This is as the fragile ceasefire, we hope, will last. I'm joined now by the former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh. Joe, good morning to you. You're welcome to the programme.
Good to be with you.
I don't know where to start here in describing the mess that we're in Ireland. We have fuel protests right across the country. Our access routes are blocked up and down this land. We have cancer patients who can't get to their appointments. We have events being cancelled right throughout the country. And there are those, many of whom have been texting this programme over the course of the last 4 days since these protests began, saying all of our ire should be directed at your president.
I'm with you. I utterly agree. I mean, when you step back and think for a moment where we are, the president of the United States is the most powerful office in the world. And for the last year and 3 months, we've had a deranged madman in that position. And we always in America figured that if he got reelected, he was going to burn our country down. But my gosh, right? The last 5 to 6 weeks, this illegal war he started, he chose to do, this is burning the world down. This is impacting the world's economy. And what I never really have a good answer. I tell the world he's a madman. He's a bad, bad man. And he's losing his mind every day. This is a really scary situation.
Mm-hmm. Why is it, though, that your former party is so enthralled to him? I mean, some of them will criticize him from time to time. We saw that in recent weeks. But then when it comes down to it, when they're pitted against the Democrats, when politics comes into play, they more or less fall into line, don't they?
My former party is a cult. And again, you know this, we only have two political parties in America. One of our two major political parties is an authoritarian embracing cult. If you do what I did when I was a Republican and you stand up against him, you end your career. You end your life as a Republican. These Republicans don't want to do that. They want to keep their positions in power. They want to keep their voters, keep their audiences, so they become cult members. I can tell you that privately, many of them agree with every word I say about Trump publicly, but they won't say anything publicly.
Where are their guts? Where are their political convictions if they believe it privately and won't stand up?
They reached inside themselves 9, 10 years ago when Trump came on the scene. They grabbed their political their convictions. They grabbed their souls and they threw them in the garbage. I can't emphasize this enough. Before Trump, as a Republican, where you stood on the issues defined who you were politically. Mm-hmm. Then Trump comes along, and the issues don't matter. Where do you stand on him? Do you worship him? Do you bow to him? Well, you know what? How scary. We talk so much about how bad Trump is, and he is, but Republican cowardice, Republican silence, all along the way these past 10 years, that's the bigger story, because they've enabled him to be, in essence, a dictator without any accountability. They've enabled him.
In a way, though, is this what's happened in recent weeks? Is this not manna for someone like you and for people who are anti-Trump? Because he promised not to go to war. He did. It's gone wrong for him. Like, his legacy won't be able to escape the stain of this. He promised to bring down living costs. He hasn't. In fact, the price of gas has shot through the roof. So this is grist to the mill, isn't it, for the anti-Trumpers?
Well, it is. But I want to remind everyone that, 6 years ago, he lost a presidential election, and he's the only president in American history who refused to accept the results. And then he committed crimes trying to overthrow an American election. I mean, think about that. And yet the party nominated him, and yet the American people elected him again. So it's not just his hardcore MAGA base that is obedient to him, that worships him. A lot of Americans voted for who they knew was a bad guy 2 years ago. But the Democratic Party, they've got their issues too.
Mm-hmm. And that's key, isn't it? That the American people elected Donald Trump again. And even in the aftermath of the war, people who mightn't have given Iran a second thought for years and years and years believed that there was an imminent threat from the Iranian regime because Donald Trump told them that there was.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. Look, this war has really hit him hard. I still speak to Trump's base every day because I come from that base a long, long time ago. And they're upset about this war. You're seeing some of his biggest media sycophants attack him on the war. He's still got 85, 90% Republican support. But on the margins, this is hurting him because, as you mentioned, the war is hurting us economically. It's hurting the world economically. It's not what he said he'd do. I mean, my God, he launched this war, didn't know what he was doing. He's carried out this war, doesn't know what he's doing. I can't emphasize this enough. He's losing his mind every day, and people around him know this. He needs to be removed from office. It's going to get worse. We've got the world has 3 more years of this.
That's not going to happen, though, is it? He's not going to be removed from office. And I heard all of those calls when he talked about the obliteration of a civilization. Then the ceasefire came, or the 2 week pause came, and everybody stopped talking about that. And he does have 3 years left to run.
Well, it will get worse. I know that that's hard to believe, but it will get worse. I don't expect Republicans to find a backbone. I don't. But if this thing gets really, really worse, I could see a group of Republicans possibly putting their country first to try to help remove him. We're at a point in this country where who knows what he's going to do next. I think our military leaders are in a position where they're going to have to disobey his orders and publicly speak out against him. Our military in this country doesn't do that, but they're going to have to. People are going to have to do things they've never done because we have a madman in the most powerful freaking position in the world.
Then you're looking at a military coup. I mean, that's a whole other ball game. I want to ask you as well about J.D. Vance, the vice president, leading these talks in Islamabad tomorrow. How do you feel about him? Is he the right man for that job?
Oh, no. I mean, he's a despicable you-know-what, who, by the way, advised Trump not to go to war. J.D. Vance never wanted us to go to war. What he knows is Trump wants out. J.D. Vance will do what Trump wants. That's why he's vice president. Donald Trump wants out of this war. He wants to end it. He doesn't care how it ends. He just wants to be able to stand up and lie and declare victory. J.D. Vance knows that. So I have zero faith in him or anybody. Think about this. We know what Iranian state media is. They're paid to lie. But we're in a weird position these past 5 weeks where the president of the United States is less believable than Iranian state media. That's really frightening. People around him know that he lies. So they don't really know where things stand.
I don't know if you've had time, Joe, to analyze and think about this statement from Melania, where she made a very official address to deny any links to Jeffrey Epstein. What do you think's going on there?
Something big, bad, and ugly's about to come out. That's the only reason Melania Trump, who doesn't do this kind of thing, and the White House was caught off guard.
I heard that. I didn't know. I couldn't get that confirmed this morning, but I saw a report that Donald Trump didn't know that she was going to make that statement. Could that be true?
Well, it could be, but again, Trump claimed he didn't know, but Trump lies as he breathes. I can tell you that White House officials didn't know, and White House officials are really, really angry. Look, clearly something bad is coming out about her, and this was a preemptive move. There's bad stuff in those files about her husband, the president, that have been beautifully covered up. It sounds like some more bad stuff's coming out.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait and see. But she has put Jeffrey Epstein back on the agenda, which we know the White House and Donald Trump does not want, right?
They don't want, but maybe how upside down is this? So I have no doubt that part of why he launched the war was to distract from the Epstein files. Maybe he and Melania are putting the Epstein files back out there to distract from the war. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Joe, good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us. Joe Walsh, their former Republican congressman.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.